If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Paul is saying, as the apostle, God may give me directives that he won't give you. If you are challenging what's coming from the directive of the Lord through his leader, you wind up fighting God. Now, granted, there are some things that have to go with that. The leader can't lord over you. They can't be trying to tell you to do things that are not scriptural, like the man down in Georgia who stood up and said, God said all the women have to sleep with me so they can get my holy seed. Now, that was horrible, but this is what was worse. People did it. Husbands let their wives go and do this with this fool. Now, you don't have to worry about that at Bethel. The worst thing that you have to worry about is a 78-inch Samsung television up at Best Buy, and the price came down $2,500. So we got to keep praying, saints. Keep praying. Our God is an awesome God. But what Paul is saying, it was necessary for the first century that there had to be total obedience to what the leader says. In this dispensation, with the word of God being complete, and you are filled with the Holy Spirit, you can't allow yourself to do just everything I say if it's contrary to the word of God. But then there are times when obedience has to be instant. Because if you trust the God in me first, and then trust me in the God, then if I say to you, God says we're going on a 7-day fast next week, and everyone is to come to prayer Monday through Friday, you can't say no if you trust the God in me and me in the God you trust. Because then you would realize you would be fighting against God. We did Ephesians 6. Now watch this. He says, verse 11, after all of this commentary, he says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So remember Ephesians 6:11, stand against the methods of the devil. And this one in Corinthians, we're not ignorant of his devices, and the word is better translated schemes. As Christians, we are woefully ignorant in the area of spiritual warfare. Our adversary, our chief adversary, Satan, knows how to manipulate us and turn us into instruments of his kingdom at the expense of being an instrument of God. One must now contemplate deeply, seriously, the purpose of the word of God. David gives insight. Thy word have I hid in my heart. Remember, that's one of the three areas of eternity that we talked about. Heart, mind, imagination, and speech. David says, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. It appears from the text that that passage is preemptive. I hide the word in my heart so that my corresponding actions are in line with the word, that I might not sin against thee. Why the word of God? Why is this such a key component in the warfare in which we find ourselves thrust in? Why not the euphemisms of Pentecostalism? Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm blessed by the best. Why aren't these things substantial in our warfare? Because they're fleeting. Paul says in both occasions, if you allow me a little bit of leeway here, in both occasions, Paul says that we are not to be ignorant of how the devil fights. I would submit to you that many of us are ignorant of the devil's schemes, methods, but most importantly, devices. Devices would speak more to what he uses. Now, because of my affinity to you when it comes to scriptural teaching and exegesis, I feel a little more liberty in being able to dissect. Why does the devil fight us in these three areas of eternity? Heart, mind, imagination, and speech. As I said last week, these are the only three areas of reproduction. They're the only ones that the Bible tells us when they are employed, they give birth to something else. Proverbs tells us death and life are in the power of the tongue. It tells us this. Jesus tells us that what proceeds out of the heart are those injurious things of adultery, fornications, bad language. All of these things proceed from someplace. And then the writer of the scripture tells us, he says, as a person thinks. See, each one of those characteristics, if you will, of your existence give birth to something eternal. Many of you are in here right now, and you are bound by something you thought many moons ago. You can't get free because that thought has become your reality. Even when confronted by the truth of the Word of God, the liberality of the Word of God, the liberty of the Romans chapter 8, you're still battling with what somebody told you when you were in that stage, when you were extremely affected by those negative words. And now you're an adult, card-carrying adult, and still can't get free from what was planted in those three areas of your eternity. We are in a war, and yet many of us are woefully ignorant to the devil's methods in this war. Some of you may recall 20, 30 years ago when demon possession and exorcism was the hallmark of the church. People would come into church and demonically inspired people would act in a manner that was not conducive to worship. They would their mannerisms would change. They would curse. They would gain certain physical strength, supernatural strength. And the man or woman of God tasked with the service would do what we would call deliverance services. Some people even began to say that God has given me a deliverance ministry, which meant that they had the special capacity to cast out devils. I don't support that thesis. However, I understand their intention. Every child of God has a deliverance ministry. But there are some who are more actively engaged in it. Well, it went away. You didn't see too many demons in church anymore. People weren't coming in wide-eyed and wild-haired and screaming and yelling. Satan said, "Hold it. This ain't working. People are seeing us and casting us out. Can't deal with this no more." So he called a meeting in his boardroom. And how do we infiltrate these churches? They said, "All right, here's what we're going to do. We're going to change. We're going to dress sharp. We're going to learn some scriptures. And we're going to act like we have it together." See, we're going to deceive those Christians because many of them don't operate in discernment of spirits. See, they just love a good song. They love a good saying. And they like to quicken and shake. And they actually think that Jehovah is talking to them when it's their own mind. So let's just play on that. So he began to flood the church with false doctrine, supported by a passage every now and then. God wants you to be prosperous. Yes, he does, but not at the expense of holiness and relationship. He said, let's take scripture out of context. God says in the book of Isaiah, ask me of things concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. So now, can you actually believe that little old insignificant mounds of dirt called humans are telling God what he's supposed to do? You said. And God is sitting in heaven, and an angel that guards his holiness said, just turn me loose for 5 minutes. Nobody talks to you like that. And God says, no, give him a chance. I'll lead him over to Bethel. They'll hear the truth, and then they'll get free. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. And so he says, all right, let me attack these three areas. If I get them to speak negatively, they'll be defeated. If I get them to think negatively, they'll be defeated. And if I get them to believe in their hearts anything that's negative, they will be defeated. So I will turn this war from the outside to the inside. I will cause the people to begin to look at things and come up with negatives about everything. So if I don't like it, I'm going to spread enough poison that none of you will like it. And you don't even realize the war is going on. Because he's attacking your mind. Rather than get the facts, pro and con, we'd rather get what we need to validate what we want to believe and then curse everything else. Paul says, we have to stand against the methods of the devil.
For a copy of the message you just heard in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number
10115A.
Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $16. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. To attend Bethel Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Sheltenham Avenue at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 p.m., with prayer and Bible study being held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us on the web at www.betheldeliverance.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric A. Lambert, Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Exciting news! Bethel has gone prime time. Bethel's broadcast schedule now includes WTVE Channel 51 Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Our regular broadcast will continue on WPPH Channel 50s on Sunday evenings at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday, 7:30 a.m. Tune in to get a word from the Lord. Pray.